We currently have 9 area scouts who are located in various parts of the country. They each have a region of the country that they comb through and really try to find which prospects would be most helpful to our team.
Being a scout is not a glamorous position. First and foremost, you have to love the game. You really have to love football. The whole objective is to try to gather as much information as you possibly can on the potential prospects.
As this whole process unfolds, whether it's a coaching evaluation, whether it's a scout evaluation, whether you bring in an analytical perspective, a psychological, a health standpoint, there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle that helps us kind of identify which players we feel could be most helpful to our team.
Every year this process starts almost a year in advance with regards to the players that we're looking at. One day, your day may just start on average at, 6 in the morning, I'm at the school between 7 and 7:30. You're at the school between 7:30 and maybe noon watching film and interviewing people. 3 o'clock, there may be a practice. You go out to the practice, you watch the practice. You come back in, you watch more film. Okay, now you need to drive to your next school location, which may be anywhere between 50 to 150 miles away. So you have to love the process. You have to love the grind of that. You have to enjoy watching 4 to 6 different tapes on just one player to get a feel for who that guy is. You have to have a keen sense of just body language and reading people and being able to interact with people. I never thought that I would write for a living, but that's pretty much what I'm doing. I'm like the Cisco and Ebert of football, basically, if you will. Like, I watch a lot of film and I write about it and I tell somebody what I thought about it. The main objective, because you can watch film anytime, is to try to have conversations and touch hands with as many people that touch that player on a daily basis. So you're going to try to talk to the equipment manager, the strength and conditioning coach, security, positional coach, head coach, if that's possible. But I just want to try to figure out who the essence of that person is. And the best way to do that is to talk to people that will be honest about the player. Does this player fit into the culture that Sashi and Coach Jackson are trying to build here? And if he doesn't fit into that culture, into that profile, then we really don't want him.
So tomorrow the college scouts start coming in. So all 8 guys or so will come in. And there will be a lot of hours spent in the draft room. At least 10 hours a day we'll be in there discussing roughly 250 plus players as thoroughly as possible.
This 2 weeks right here is really trying to connect the dots and really align the players up as to how we would value them according to the profiles and the team makeup that Sashi and Coach Jackson have put into place, meaning what brand of football do we want to play, and does this player A match the type of skill set, physicality, and brand of football that we want to build here in Cleveland.
All the work that each scout has put in throughout the fall and visiting all these schools, talking to all these people, watching all the film, this is their time to, you've done all the work, now let's talk about it.
We bring up a player at a certain position, whether it be, let's just say, defensive line, and that player's name is up there. We get the background on that player, where he's from. All the things that we talked about earlier with regards to gathering information on that player and who he is, his personal character.
Pat Elfline, Ohio State. Colton?
This guy is a Pickerington, Ohio native, comes from a great two-parent family, has a blue-collar background. So he redshirted his first season at Ohio State. And then grew into a starting role. He's been a starter for 2 years at the guard position. And then in 2016, he did slide over to the center spot. He was nominated as a 2-time award winner in their spring workouts. This guy goes 100 miles an hour and then asks questions later. Just tough, passionate, and a consistent guy for them.
Not just one person will have seen one player. Multiple people will have seen each player that we discuss. Not everyone will always be in agreement. But there'll be some good conversation.
This kid's like a 5-star individual. You know, he may be in stature, not ideal measurement-wise, but he thinks he's the biggest and baddest dude when he steps on the field. So, I mean, he's a high intangibles, great kid, 5 across the board.
All right, thoughts from those who haven't seen him?
Obviously a rugged player, good athletic ability, agile. You know, not the biggest guy, but he's played multiple positions. Good football player. Obviously, the intangibles help, but has a chance to be a good player in this league.
the combine will be a quick turnaround for us because we'll be in meetings and draft meetings for the next 2 weeks. And so we'll have a couple days after draft meetings to kind of regroup and then get out to Indianapolis for the combine.